This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's some semiconductor news of note today. First of all, the Biden administration announced new limits on chip technology sales to China. Think weaponry that they're building. Think supercomputers, right? Also, some news of regular chip sales here. They're not really selling is the deal. Samsung said this morning profits are going to be down 32% in the third quarter over last year. AMD figures profits are looking weak as well. People are just buying fewer computers, so there's less demand for chips, which ain't a bad thing given how tight semiconductor supplies have been of late. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the semiconductor shortage is not over just yet.
Now that people aren't buying as many computers and computer parts, computer manufacturers don't need as many semiconductor chips, says Stacey Razgon, an analyst at Bernstein.
If I'm Dell or HP or something, I sell PCs, but I just don't buy any processors, and I just use the ones I already have on the shelf.
As a result, he says the semiconductor shortage is starting to turn into a glut, at least when it comes to the chips that go into laptops and smartphones, says Glenn O'Donnell with the research company Forrester.
We may not have a shortage of chips on the high end, but we still have a shortage of chips on the low end.
O'Donnell says lower end chips are used in different products, like vehicles. That means you can't just take a chip out of a PC and drop it into an F-150. And unlike electronics, vehicles are still in high demand. David Whiston, an auto analyst at Morningstar, says the surplus of high-end chips could eventually benefit auto manufacturers.
They can help the chip makers perhaps reallocate some production capacity back towards automotive. That's not something you can do in a week or two, though.
Meanwhile, automakers are trying to figure out how to adjust their production. Alan Amici, CEO of the Center for Automotive Research, says that means allocating their chips to vehicles with higher profit margins.
So pickup trucks and SUVs, you know, if you're looking for a car that, you know, maybe a small car or, you know, something that isn't necessarily a high profit car, automakers may not be building those right now.
Amici says he expects a shortage of low-end chips to constrain auto production well into next year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.